Good afternoon. You're listening to 90.7 WFAE, your source for in-depth news. I'm Mark Rumsey. Chester, South Carolina, population about 5,500, is in many ways a classic small southern city. Chartered in 1840, the town has plenty of history, from farming and textiles to railroads and the Civil War. Chester also has a 21st century gang problem. On November 4th, Chester City Councilman Odell Williams was killed in a drive-by shooting. Authorities say all five suspects now charged in the killing have ties to a gang called Roundtree Circle. And this is just the latest gang violence to hit the town of Chester. A teenager was killed earlier this year. Joining me to discuss Chester's gang problem is the city's police chief, Andre Williams. Chief Williams, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Well, how many gangs are active in Chester?
We have a total right now of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
And how big are they?
We have roughly 200 gang members. Now you can split that up within the five.
In a town with a population, as I mentioned, somewhere around 5,500.
Correct, yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Well, why in Chester, do you think?
Basically, in the rural areas, mostly the families, they migrate into the bigger cities, and some of these kids get in trouble up in the cities, just to throw out a name, New York, Chicago. And once they get in trouble, they send these kids back to their grandparents. Once they come down here, they bring that gang life down here, and it's flashy for these kids that's not used to it, with money, drugs, cars, jewelry. I want to say this. The citizens should not feel scared, because if you're not out there selling dope, you're not in that gang circle, that gang life, you really don't have to worry about nothing other than being in the wrong place at the wrong time, you know, and you know, things like that can happen.
Chief, you said that average citizens of Chester don't need to be that concerned about their personal safety, but how do you reconcile that statement with the death, the shooting death of Councilman Williams?
Okay, what I'm saying is, if you're not in that circle, if you're not out there hustling and you're not in a gang, you pretty much don't have to worry about gangs. I think Councilman Williams' death is an isolated incident. Most of our gangs retaliate on other gangs.
And, Chief, when it comes to law enforcement trying to control these gangs, it sounds like some fairly heavy-duty gang presence in your community. You're a small town police force. Are you equipped to do battle with this?
Yes, sir. We are, and one of the things we are equipped with is education. We need. I'll be the first one to admit, and I'm working with council now and trying to work some things out. We need more boots on the ground. What I mean by that, we need more officers, but we're networking. What I mean by networking, my gang sergeant and his unit is working with other departments. We're signing agreements with the nearby sheriff departments and police departments, and they're out at night, presence, and then putting these guys on Front Street. What I mean by Front Street is educating the public, calling them out, letting them know what these guys are wearing, where these guys are hanging out at, and that's how we combat this, through education and presence.
And lastly, if I may, what is the situation in Chester right now? Are the residents of your community fearful for their safety?
I mean, just as the average human being, you would be worried. So some people are concerned, but I think overall they're confident that we're here to protect them. I talk to a lot of citizens. They're happy. What I mean by happy, they're confident that the sheriff department and the police department is going to do their job. We can't be everywhere for every incident, but we're asking them to assist us with this. But the overall, people are moving on. This is a strong community. They're picking up the pieces and they're moving on and they're going about their daily activities, and they're not going to let gangs alter their everyday activity. So overall, I think the citizens, they're in a good space.
Well, Police Chief Andre Williams in Chester, South Carolina, thank you very much for talking with us.
Yes, no problem.